Did you know that with Now TV, we can watch Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale and Westworld?
Really?
Yeah. So that's romance, friendship, corruption, family feuds, war, weddings, betrayal, drama and dragons.
All that in three shows?
No, that's just Game of Thrones. Grab a Now TV Entertainment Pass and stream over 300 box sets. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
My name is David Runciman, and we are Talking Politics. As the noise around politics gets louder, this is the podcast that cuts through. We try to make sense of what's really going on. Join the conversation on Acast or via Apple Podcasts by searching for Talking Politics.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nikki. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant. The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe. And joining me is just an absolutely hilarious man. It's the one and only Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. You guys, we're going to be talking Vanderpump Rules today. But before we start, I have six things to talk about. And I actually wrote down on a list so I can go through them quickly so we can get into our Vanderpump Rules bashing. Number one, tickets today for our Pittsburgh show went on sale. That's right, we are going to Pittsburgh. There's a Patreon presale that's happening from now until Thursday night, and then on Friday, the tickets go on sale for the public. So if you want to ensure that you get your tickets, you know, go to Patreon. All those tickets are on watchwhatcrappens.com. So super excited to be going to Pittsburgh, home of Carl. What's up, bro? Bro, Pittsburgh, you're my town. So we will be going to Pittsburgh. Also coming up, we have Portland and Phoenix. That's on April 5th and April 6th. So that's coming up really quickly. So make sure you get those tickets before those are gone and before you run out of time on that. Those are points 1, 2, and 3, okay? And now, also, you know we have a Boston show coming up. We have only 5 tickets left for our Boston show. So be sure to go and snag that those 5 last tickets. That'll be super exciting. And even furthermore... wait. I just got a text from you that I've disappeared from TV Party.
Yeah, I'm just letting you struggle. We're on TV Party today, streaming this, everybody. So if you want to come on... come over to TV Party.
Oh, yeah. It says I'm disconnected. Disconnected in my stream of
announcements. Well, reconnect it. And if you want to watch this after we stream, you can do it on Crappens On Demand on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's that. And so while Ben is reconnecting to TV Party, I'll tell you my thing. Tomorrow starts the first day of Goodbye, Kyle! T-shirts. There are new limited edition T-shirts. That means there's only 3 more days to get your Luann leggings and you're Luann. Everything's over at crappinsmerch.com. You can also find that link over at watchwhatcrappins.com, of course, because we're not monsters, okay? We don't want you to get lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Ben, take it away. I'm done.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that was point number five for me. And then point number six, in case you didn't hear, Ronnie and I are going to be covering the final season of Game of Thrones.
So this
Yeah, this isn't really like a, there's nothing you have to do. We're just letting everyone know. We're calling it Winter is Crappening. And we're really, really excited. So if you're into Game of Thrones, guess what? We're covering it. Let your friends know, etc. So that's the exciting stuff. Pittsburgh, Portland, Phoenix, new merch, Game of Thrones, and five tickets left in Boston.
Yeah. So do it, everybody. We're excited to come see you.
Yeah.
We're getting all rested up for our next trips.
And I have to thank the state of California for not calling me in for jury duty today. We're day two. We've gone 2 days now. No call in for jury duty.
Yeah, how about you just take us off that list, okay? Yeah. We have very important things to do. We're saving lives.
Yeah, people. Yeah, juries.
Juries. Courthouses. Okay. So now, let's get to Pump Rules. So Pump last rules. Week we were at South by Southwest doing this live. We had to skip a lot of stuff. Jax came, lied a bunch about a bunch of stuff. So now here we are back to do this. We missed the best scene of all time, but thankfully we opened with that scene.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even erase my notes from last week for this scene because I was like, because I knew.
Should I go back to my notes for that week?
Yeah,
I have
why not? Because where we had cut off, right where Jax came in, was where they had to tell James that he was not invited to the cast trip to Mexico. And Tom Sandoval, he starts spearheading, and he's like, listen, dude, the other night at the club, and by the way, thanks for that. That was awesome. The table, it was great. Fantastic view. Love the cocktails. Excellent work. You're not invited.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for that Flintstone hoe you got on one of the triplets. I mean, that was great. You know, yeah. Changed his life forever. He's going to have a baby Rubble. So yeah. that was cool, dude. But,
he hasn't had that much fun since he went surfboarding in the bathtub, right?
We had to talk about the trip and you're not invited. Sorry, bro.
But great table the other night, dude. Great. I loved going to Ohm. Loved it. Yeah, not invited at all. But the cocktails, your DJ set, awesome, dude.
And number two is like, yeah, I brought it up with Katie and the girls. And, you know, I know you've been putting effort into bettering yourself. And he's like, you're assholes.
This is fucking bullshit. It's bullshit.
So he starts losing his mind, you know, which it's like James is one of those. We've all known that person who's like, I'm better. I've changed. And then the second they get mad, they're like, bah! You know, it's like Carrie, like locking the prom doors, pig blood all over her, you know, just like fire starting everybody or whatever. And it's your fault because you just offended them. So if you want them to change, you need to change first so that you don't trigger them into becoming monsters.
Exactly. But and by the way, you've now put it in my mind that like James could totally have been in his version of Carrie, like DJ Carrie. And like the blood gets poured on him. And like instead of like that, he lights the whole gymnasium on fire. He just like sprays them all with fireball or something like that.
Well, his mother is a terrorist, like the mother from Reed. Carrie. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I could imagine a Sissy Spacek, you know, his mother playing the Sissy Spacek role in Carrie, for sure.
I really could see that, too. I could see him being taunted in the locker room. So
yeah, he gets abused the first time that he gets his period, just like Carrie.
And at the end of the movie, when What's-Her-Face has to, like, go up to his grave, and she goes and looks at the grave thinking everything's safe, and then he, like, sticks his hand through the dirt, but it's holding, like, the Pump Sessions Volume 1 CD in it.
Sessions number now. One. You're all dead. The lead song is You're All Dying Today from.
I've got your keys. Guess what? Now you'll never get your keys because I'm mad.
So he's like, go assholes! And Tom number two's like, yeah, but what should I do? How about stopping such a fucking pussy and tell your wife that she can't control everybody? And also tell your wife she doesn't work in casting and she doesn't get to cast this show. And also tell your wife if she doesn't want someone else getting screen time, maybe she should do something else and suck down ranch on a couch. How about well, that?
You know, it's funny because I feel like I actually agree with you on all those things. But at the same time, if we are to, you know, like, you know, there's the part that's like, okay, the backstage, when you peel away the curtain, what's really happening is she's trying to control who gets camera time and the casting, etc. So it's like, I don't support that at all. But then if I have to, if I'm going to take it based on what I see on screen, because on a certain point I have to just be a viewer and just like follow, and this is the story I'm being told, I have to say, you know, as much as I can't stand Katie and as much as she's so annoying, the truth is she is the wife. She is this guy's wife, and he. And it's gonna be like a, if it's gonna be a bros trip to celebrate like Tom Tom or whatever, and then she's the wife, and he's gonna like invite someone that she hates and who's called her fat. Like, you gotta stick up for your wife, unfortunately, even if your wife is Katie.
Okay, then how about this? Marry someone less of a horror show. How about that?
Well, okay,
how about
that's
you
fine.
Don't marry somebody that you have to stick up for all the time. That's a total piece of shit. How about that?
That's,
okay, then you can stick.
That's
up for your
a fair
wife.
Point. That's a
but
fair
for
point.
For now, you're controlling an entire cast trip on a television show that this person was hired on because of your dumbass wife. Okay?
Isn't this terrible that he's the one who splashed around in a riverbed on a Wednesday wedding, and we're telling him to get rid of his terrible wife? What sort of standards do we have?
None. We watch Vanderpump Rules. I think it's a given that we have very low standards in life. Okay. Especially that I can get this worked up about it. But yeah. God, it's just so frustrating.
So James is, he's losing his mind. And by the way, he's losing his mind while simultaneously trying to ask for a job from Lisa and trying to convince Lisa that he's changed. And here he is losing his mind. So Lisa, of course, is like, take a breath and smell in the take in the genius of Nicolaine, maestro.
Breathe in some Nicolaine and breathe out genius.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
So James is freaking out, and Tom's like, well, it's not a big deal. It's Mexico. And he's like, don't tell me it's not a big deal to me. It's not a big deal to you. Look at you with your Edison bulbs and your clock wall.
And
your toilet
genius.
Paper DJ stand. Your smoking staircase instead of a smoking alley. Look at you with your big hat, your water glasses.
Your floor, your tiles, your unbridled artistry.
Is that a Glade blogging over there? Look at you! Easy for you to say, bruh.
Look at that TP chair up there that I DJ'd from. Look at you!
You're microblading your eyebrows, your vacations. Look at you!
Your ballpoint pens for which people need to write their credit card receipts.
Then things start coming off the walls, and the wall clock starts spinning. The gears start spinning. Then you just see a pendulum swing by, and Vanderpump's like, "Whoa, James, calm down! You'll kill us all!"
James just gets hypnotized by the giant clock. Lisa, yeah. Lisa takes him into the drunken place.
It's like Get Out. She just takes her. What did we do Get Out for? Lisa just takes out her teacup and is like, ding, ding, ding. Sissy's basic.
He's both in Carrie and in Get Out all at once. He's just going to be in all the horror motifs. He's like. So James is like, you're a pussy, bro. You're a pussy. Go fuck your wife, bro. I'm like, well, that's usually what husbands and wives do.
Because Tom number two said, it's my wife. And he's like, oh, fuck your wife. And he goes, say it again. And then he throws like a rolled up straw wrapper at him. He's like, just do it again.
He goes, say it again and see what happens. I'm like, I'm pretty sure James can say it again and nothing will happen.
Okay, are you guys ready to hear how much James has changed? Okay.
Yeah.
So James in his testimonial is like, Katie's a fucking bitch. She can't be happy in her life unless she's hating on somebody, and usually it's a stupid weasel husband, Schwartz. Oh, that's not even the line. Okay.
So, no, that was more or less.
Didn't he call her a fat bitch?
He said, Katie's a bitch. You know, he's so mad that he's dropping the T out of her name. Katie's a bitch. Yeah. She's unhappy in her life and has to unload on someone, and normally it's a stupid weasel husband, Schwartz.
Fatty and
later
fuck
on, yeah.
Husband
well, because
too.
Lisa's going, listen to me, stop. I mean, the clock can't stop because that was designed by Nicolaine, but you can stop. And then James, he's like caught because he's so angry, he wants to yell at Tom, but he wants to be a nice little boy for Lisa. He's like, stop. What? I have to stop, Lisa. I'm a good little boy.
Oh boy, I'm not being naughty.
I'm not naughty. And then he's like, they can both go fuck themselves. Fuck you, Faye. Fuck you, Weasel. I think he says that to us, though.
Yeah, that's not you know, that's not change, James. Okay, I'm like Katie either, but you can't just be like, you fucking fatty. Yeah. Now, as far as calling Tom number two a weasel, he's not in a protected group, and he is a fucking weasel. So I'll give you that one. But you can't just go calling Katie a fatty. Who does that? That's why you're fired, stupid.
That's why you're fired. Like, we're trying to take your side here.
That's why we can't root for you. Yeah, yeah. It's like you try and take James' side, and then you just look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, that is Tom's wife, and he has to stand up for her, and he should stand up for her, regardless of, you know, who she is and who he is. Gross. You know? So then James is like, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed. And Schwartz is like, you should be ashamed of yourself, bitch. I'm like, are we really having a shame fight right now?
Yeah. He's like, I'm ashamed of myself. Fuck you. And Tom's like, bro, you got to take this stuff in stride. And he's like, oh, stride, am I? I'll just stride around like a horse, how about?
I'll stride around like a track and field star who just finished their laps. That's what I'm going to do. Stride around.
So then we get to this scene, this episode this week, today, and it starts pretty much where we left, but I have to mention in the previously on Vanderpump Rules, one of the scenes is Brittany like, my stomach hurts, I might be allergic to tequilas. I'm like, you fucking moron. You fuck Jack's bareback, like, how often? A week, and you're wondering why your stomach hurts? My stomach hurts just knowing that.
I know. I was just glad that they didn't try to make us think it was a pregnancy scare. I was like, I just don't have the mental capacity for that right now. So Lisa,
I don't either. The baby comes out pathologically lying. The baby comes out like, I'm a fireman. It's like, no, you're not, baby. Why do you have that fake accent?
Yeah. That's a new layer of Jack's lying that has a fake accent.
Yeah, Jack has a baby with a fake accent and a fake fire department career.
So now we're back, and James is having a tantrum in Tom, and Lisa's like, James, you're overreacting. Stop it. Stop it. He's like, fuck off. And then she's like,
I'm literally trying. Oh, no, Tom's like, I literally tried everything, bro. And he's like, fuck you. And she goes, are you talking to me, James? And he's like, no, not you. Fuck you.
It's like, and then Tom's like, dude, I got into a screaming match with Katie last night. And he's like, well, fuck that bitch. I hate her.
James, you're not some innocent bystander in that.
You're like, guilty. Yeah, I am. Guilty of being in the presence of genius, Nicolene.
He's like, I've been doing so good, Lisa. I've been doing so good. I'm responsible for my actions. How much more am I going to be pushed down? How much more? Because I'm not going to be able to take it. I'm DJing on toilet paper back then.
And of course, this like seems to work on Lisa. Like, you would think that, I mean, the whole point of the scene is that he came in asking permission to DJ at Billy's brunch. To show that he's been making progress, he's controlling himself, he's been working on himself, and he's totally capable of being a DJ. And then he comes in here, and he just, like, loses his shit. But then Lisa, all she sees is broken bed. So she's like, listen to me. Sandoval has been in your corner this whole time. He has gone against his friends, his partner's wife. I promise you that. So it's misdirected anger. Be angry at the sea bass. Don't be angry at Tom.
Be angry at any fish we can't turn into tartar. Don't be angry at Sandoval. And then Sandoval is giving that look. He gives his new anger look, which I love. His sideways anger, which... Yeah. For those of you without visuals right now, it's like when you're taking dance class and they're teaching you how to do a pirouette, and you're like turning and you keep your eyes on the front wall all until the last second, and right before you flip your head, that's him. He's like
sideways jaw.
Funny to me. And his lids are kind of like squinty but moving. Yeah. Oh, Tom Sandoval, I love your righteous anger.
So Ken comes motoring over, and he's like, well, you know, you've got to accept what you've got. You've brought on yourself.
Someone needs to take out my
you got to be careful you don't get knocked the spark out.
Yeah, someone needs to plug me into the wall maybe once in a while. Or these stairs here. Our little favorite human Roomba, Ken.
So then James goes, I'm not going to go drinking after this. I'm not. Can I still DJ Billy Lee's brunch, though? Can I, Lisa? I'm good little boy. I'm no longer calling Katie a fat pig, which she is. She is, but I'm a good boy.
And she says it right when she's like, James is his own worst enemy. Sometimes if you dig yourself into a hole, it's better to climb out instead of calling everything in that hole a fat stupid bitch or a weasel.
Unless, of course, you've dug a big hole and a bunch of fat stupid bitches fell in it because of your hole that was not supposed to be there.
And Tom's like, come here, I gotta say something privately to you, bro. Oh, hugs! And he's like, I'm sorry, man.
So now we go over to Stassi's apartment, where this is really, you know, I'm happy that Stassi's in a nice relationship, and it's like, this is definitely her best boyfriend that she's ever had on the show. But, like, now she's just, like, putting stickers on bottles. We need more from Stassi. We need her to be, like, a bitch, and we need her to start fights with people that are irrational but nasty. That's what we need.
I know. Is it weird that for Christmas I want someone to ruin Stassi's life? It's weird, right? It's not a very nice thing to wish on somebody.
Yeah.
Has to ask for more time for her book. And the way she explains it, she's like, I didn't really understand when I started doing this book that you're supposed to do like 400 words because that's how many words are in a page. And like a clever thought is like 10 words. That's like 40 clever thoughts on one page.
And on top of that, I have to go to the West Side to have enchiladas.
Yeah, so they're bedazzling a bottle for Sheena. It's like a Tito's jug. And I was like, finally, some personality's coming back into that apartment. Tito's here.
Yeah.
But it was for Sheena.
And yeah.
So she makes Bo bedazzle it so she can work on her book. And he's like, yeah, I went to art school. I get a football scholarship, for fuck's sake. I can do it.
Exactly. So meanwhile, that art school is like scrubbing Bo from all its records. Like, no, he didn't go here. So Stassi has to call her editor to ask for an extension. And she's like, hi, so I've got 3 chapters done and I've written some little bits of other chapters, but I didn't realize how much work this would be. So I'm wondering if I could have a month extension. And her editor, Natasha, I love her. Natasha's mad. You know, she went to Vassar, clearly, and like majored in like comparative lit and is like here working in Manhattan, trying to like work with like the best and the brightest minds, you know, trying to get the new Salman Rushdie novel. But until then, she has to deal with people like Stassi and other reality stars. So Stassi asks for this extension, and Natasha's like, on the basis...
She's like, it's like 40 clever thoughts a page. How about that for a basis of Vassar bitch?
So then
the book editor's like, oh my God, well, let me look if it's going to be a spring release and an October delivery. And oh my God, paperwork. She's like,
okay, well,
so we've totally got time for that.
Yeah, she's like, let me just look at the schedule. I guess we can move that Garfield calendar. A few weeks, and then there was that.
You know, that farce, that whole Far Side compilation.
Mm-hmm. Chicken soup for the millennial soul. We can push that, I think, a week. And
that Erica James Gardner tell all. We can move. All right.
The Sassy Magazine retrospective.
Well, you know that they build in extra time for anybody on reality TV. I don't think that they expect anybody from Bravo to get their book in on time.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And
she's
they're just
probably
so happy.
Got 2 more extensions built into that shit.
Yeah, and they're just so happy to have like publicity on national television that they're happy with any sort of deadline. They'll give extensions left and right.
Well, you know what I'm happy with? Any sort of Trixie Monocle too.
Oh, hit it, boys.
Ride on that ride. Say ride on the sands, Basil. What the fuck is this song? I don't know what they're even talking about. Did they say ride on the sun, Basil?
What?
She said, ride on the suns, Basil.
Oh, no. I think that she said, ride all night, ride all day, ride until the summer fades away. Ride.
Wow, you got a lot of lyrics out of that. I feel bad. I feel like I've lost my listening skills, okay?
Well, I liked your version that was about, like, Trixie going on, like, a moped journey with someone named Basil. but pronounced Basil.
Or just like really craving Italian food while she's on a city bus.
Or Thai food, excuse you.
So I love that they also played the ride song to go all the way to Marina Del Rey, because everyone complains about how far it is. And they're like, you ride and you ride and you ride, 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 ride. That's all you do is ride and dream of Basil, ride and dream of Basil.
Ride and dream of Basil. Oh, Trixie Monocle had an undercomposed caprese salad. And
so Sheena is totally sheening the scene, which is now a verb thanks to this show.
Yeah.
So she's in her kitchen in Marina Del Rey making enchiladas with her fingers, which I guess is how you do it. But, I mean, Sheena's fingers, I don't know if I would trust enchiladas at Sheena's house. I want anything that you need a spatula to make.
I don't think I trust anything that Sheena cooks.
Yeah.
And especially enchiladas.
She's gets a piece and her big nails, you know, which are like chopsticks that are glued to her fingers. She gets a big piece and she's like, she's eating a rat in V, in that show V. And then it drips on her shirt and it's like, whatever.
So Sheena tells us, I'm actually pretty nervous. It's actually been a while since just Kristen, Sassy, Katie, and I have hung out. Like, it's been a while since being just us.
It's just Kristen, Sassy, Katie, and I. Okay.
It's just
I'm sending leftovers for the guys, but tonight it's about the girls. And obviously I'm inviting Autumn, because he's my bestie, and us girls don't want to make drinks, so he's a hot bartender.
He's like, what do you want me to do?
Make a test mark.
And then the girls literally come in like, ugh.
They look like they've been to war. Like, that's a look.
That was so far.
It's one of the few times I've really empathized with Katie. I was like, that look that Katie gave when she walked in, that's a look that I've given pretty much any time I've had to go to the West Side. Like, anyone who lives in LA knows that look.
That's the first time I've ever empathized with the 405 because it had Katie on it.
Wow. Wow, that's probably the meanest thing you've ever said about Katie. You've said a lot of mean things, but that, taking the 405 side over Katie, wow.
Hell yeah. Do you know what that 405's been through in the past year? It almost burned down.
It was widened.
And now the ultimate betrayal. Katie was on it.
Not even OJ.
So Katie cannot even mask her hatred of Sheena, and it cracks me up. She's like, oh, it's Adam. So, do you have a drawer here or what? She's like, no, but I totally have a drawer at his house.
So then Katie goes, Marina Del Rey is geographically undesirable, like, beautiful, but like, why? And I was like, damn it, Katie. I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way.
So Stassi's like, Sheena's like dated loser after loser, and she finally found a guy that she has genuine energy with, and she's trying to prove this facade that they're just friends. It's like the most Sheena thing that Sheena's ever Sheena. Yeah.
That's what makes Sheena Sheena, is that she's going to always Sheena a situation.
Yeah.
So then making a great entrance is Kristen, who really like walks in like a newborn foal. She's like knocking on the door while pushing it forward, but also like she's not hitting the door either. She's like missing the door. She just sort of tumbles into the apartment. Like, peak Kristen awkwardness. It was like if you'd thrown a giraffe down a staircase. Are you still there? You're really quiet.
So sorry, everybody. Technical glitch. No, it's a shocker, but that's what happens when you come into a room twitching like Kristen.
Exactly. And honestly, I'm not going to go back and fix that in post. Everyone's going to go and listen to that. Everyone's going to hear that weird moment. Maybe I'll put a commercial in there.
Just wait for the ripples of shock to spread across.
All you missed, Ronnie, was me saying that Kristen entered the room like a giraffe being thrown down the stairs.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like when one of the robot things gets killed in those car movies, those Transformer movies. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like not walking right anymore. It's like one leg's about to stumble. It's like la 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 boom boom. La 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 boom boom.
Yeah,
boom.
She's like
one eye's like dangling out, you know, the one hubcap eye. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Terminator after it's like been through like a molten steel plant. You know? Like it's almost like, you know when humans in movies try to attack like the dinosaur or like the Hulk or something like that, and they just get like flung away against the wall. That's how Kristen entered. Like, she had just been flung by a monster into that doorway.
I like that. like Kristen's personality in a fortune cookie would just be like flung.
I'm a flung girl.
Yeah, mood. Flung.
She's just ragdoll physics. She just embodies ragdoll physics.
Yeah. So Kristen twitches in and she's carrying a bag of all their stuff because she's breaking up with the girls. So she's like, oh, here's your stuff, okay? It's both of all your stuff to take home. Mm. You making it, Gladys? I'm just here to see Sheena.
Yeah.
Everyone still hates Sheena. So it's hilarious watching them try to pretend to be nice to Sheena just to get their stupid enchiladas while they really are there to fight.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what? Free food. It'll make you go to the west side. So Sheena's like, these are chicken. These are not. There's actually nothing inherently funny about saying these are chicken and these are not. But it's just Sheena saying it, which just brings me joy.
But there is something inherently funny in Kristen being like, I'll eat later at home because I'm like full already.
What is she full on? Where did she stop on the way to Sheena's house? The curry in a hurry?
Fabulous.
Those are, by the way, two real restaurants here in Los Angeles that are on the way to Marina Del Rey.
Yeah. 9021 folk, hey. So Katie's like, can we talk to each other? Because I need to talk to you right now.
Fine. So they go outside, and which is so ridiculous, like why they even have to go outside. It's only four people in the apartment, and we know that the other two are going to follow anyway.
Yeah, so they're just going to be listening anyway.
Yeah, just going to annoy the neighbors. So Katie's like,
because you know Sheena's got a Ring doorbell on her back patio just so she can listen to shit.
I feel like Sheena has a Ring doorbell on her cell phone, so she's just like walking and looking at her Ring doorbell at the same time.
Yeah, she's just got a Ring everywhere.
Yeah. Well, if you said if you liked it, she put a ring on it. So I did. So Katie's like, Kristen, I just want to talk because last time we tried to talk, I felt like you weren't listening to me. I'm like, well, that's a great way to start a conversation.
Yeah. Hi, Dom. Also, hi. This is the most.
Dom says hi.
Hi, this is the most Kristen-y way of getting in a chair. Everyone is so themselves in this episode.
Yeah.
Kristen is. First of all, this is the Sheena ES chair that you can have in your house. It's like this huge egg-shaped. It's like a huge egg-shaped gazebo chair that people with like a 5,000 square foot backyard have. Okay, and she's got it on this tiny patio. So then, Kristen has like a canopy, like a pullover egg-shaped canopy that you can pull over and make it a full egg.
I didn't even notice that.
Eggs frozen. So... I get mine turned into patio furniture. And so then, Kristen trying to get in this chair was hilarious. It's so big, and she's like, she crawls onto it and then goes in the fetal position and then lifts up her legs. She's like, okay, all right, I'm ready for a talk now.
She needs that slingshot from Angry Birds.
So Kristen's like, you were an asshole. She's like, because your boyfriend was a dickhole. She's like, do you know how many times your boyfriend's been a dick to me, Og?
Yeah.
And then we get the one clip of Tom being so mean to her, and it's him going, you're fucking wasted.
Like, yeah. Which is probably just a statement of the facts. So, meanwhile, Stassi's like eating the enchiladas, and she's like, Sheena, these are bomb, especially considering that you made them with your basic ass fingers. She's like, glad you like it.
I'm trying to see where. I forgot to say this. Sheena, when Stassi gives the vodka to Sheena that Bo made, it's now got like feathers around the Tito's part. And instead of saying Tito's, it has Sheena's face like from Instagram when posing in a bathing suit. And Stassi's like, here, I know you like things with your face on them. And she goes, yeah, it's amazing.
Sheena's like, that's amazing. I can't believe the Tito's Corporation actually produced a one-of-a-kind bottle for me. Thank you so much for finding it.
I just love that Sheena doesn't even get the joke.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Kristen's like, you create a monster by only, like, I'm sorry. She's like, I create a monster by only saying bad things about Carter and not saying all the good things. Like, the other day, he was eating some goldfish and he gave me 2 or 3. And that was really nice. Like, I don't tell you about those things, okay?
Well, when Kristen brought up the fact that Tom has been mean to her, Katie goes, we're talking about me and you, and that's the only thing I want to talk about right now, even though I just brought up your boyfriend at the start of this combo and this fight. Okay, we're not talking about boyfriend. Fucking Katie moving goalposts.
And then Kristen, she's really abusing the word literally. I mean, this is an issue that we as a society have, and including me. But sometimes you really want to be careful about abusing it. Because Kristen goes, you then literally shit on not just me, but the person I love. I'm like, she literally shat on you and on Carter. Please don't give me that image.
And Katie's like, turns out when Kristen is happy, she calls us less. So... we just want her to be happy. So I'm sorry. She's like, oh, okay. And that's it. It's like the easiest makeup ever.
I know.
And then Sheena and Stassi are, of course, out there now. And so Sheena's like, oh my God, I'm excited for Mexico. I don't want to do it, James.
One of the reasons why I decided to make this enchilada is because I want to invite everyone to Mexico. It's like, Sheena, it's not your trip.
And Katie's like, he like went berserk and like he's still getting chances. Like he's DJing at Billy's lame ass brunch at Sir. It's like Katie has this knack of just being awful to everybody all the time. Like how many people, most people choose one person to be awful to, you know, but Katie's right. Just like in the same room, she's being awful to Sheena, Kristen, and Billy Lee.
Yeah, she can really spread it around, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens when you can shit on two people at once, you know?
Literally.
Yeah. So Kristen's like, ugh! You know, I told Diana to go fuck herself 5 years ago to the day, and Lisa still won't let me go to TomTom. I love that, like, the Diana go suck a dick Diana, like, day is, like, a national holiday in Kristen's life, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Suck a dick day.
Suck a dick Diana day.
Yeah.
Also, this is different because you were screaming at your boss at work, drunk, for like the the nth time, telling her to fuck off, Kristen. That's kind of different than James in the smoking alley, not in front of customers at all, while being yelled at by said ranch lover.
Yeah. Said ranch lover. Yeah.
I stopped myself. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
no. You stopped your TV party. That would be a good time to go to commercial for people listening at home.
Giants, it's a commercial coming.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
My name is David Runciman, and we are Talking Politics. As the noise around politics gets louder, this is the podcast that cuts through. We try to make sense of what's really going on. Join the conversation on Acast or via Apple Podcasts by searching for Talking Politics.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. we're back from the little technical issue we had over on the app. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed you heard one. If you didn't hear a commercial, well, I hope you enjoyed that moment of self-reflection. So anyway, now we go over to James and Raquel's apartment, and James has to break the news to Raquel that there is no Mexico. She's like, but I thought there was a Mexico. What's below the United States? No, you dumb... I mean, you lovely little girl. We're not going to Mexico.
And he's, like, taking his clothes out of his suitcase all belligerently, like a lifetime heroine. He's like, I guess I won't need these clothes. I guess I won't need that suitcase.
Raquel's just holding up an empty ice cream cone, like, I thought this was finally going to be my ice cream club.
He's like, Christopher Robin, what are you saying?
Raquel just starts instinctually going towards the closet. She's like, I'll be in here watching Winnie the Pooh. I understand how this works. No, Raquel, no! No!
Lock me in and don't lock me out until I know what 4x4 is.
So James is like, oh, well, I guess we don't need this luggage. And Raquel's like, I mean, I was ready to pack too.
Yeah. I was ready like, to pack.
She's part
too.
Of this tragedy, also, guys. I'm pissed for you. That's multiplication, he's like, right?
He's like, oh, I said, fuck your wife, and I called him a pussy. And Lisa was in the vicinity. I hope she doesn't think it was directed at her. And then he tells us, he's like, I'm sorry what I said at TomTom, even though it's kind of true. All right, Katie's trying to sieve me out of this group. I've met the devil, but she's getting pretty close.
Yeah, James. So then Raquel finally, she comes as close to explaining why she's dating James as she ever will be. She's like, I recently moved here and I don't have a ton of friends, and having the girls exclude you has really affected me because I was sort of hoping to be on the show and be like in their group and like be a Witches of WeHo. And instead I'm stuck in this apartment in MacArthur Park. So,
I feel for her. I mean, not her. Fuck her. I feel for James. She's basically like, I'm using you. So I'm staying with you, even though I'm here to be on a TV show. You're lucky these cameras are still here, motherfucker. Why would you even want to be friends with those girls? They're horrible to your boyfriend. You have terrible motives. I hope to get stuck at the Topanga Mall forever, user.
James, I can't tell you how many times I've had to tell you to be nicer to them. Like, literally, I can't because I don't know my times tables.
He's like, well, you would have friends. I apologize. Thanks for sticking with me. It's so sad. It's like, is everybody in this guy's life using him?
Yes.
Sad. So Katie signs in. They love showing Katie signing into the squirrel machine at work. I don't know what it is, but every episode is just Katie signing in. I think because after that, she just stops working and gets wasted.
Yeah, she loves just sort of like plodding into that restaurant. And then there's always like, that's always like balanced with a shot of Brittany like being like, hey,
you know? Hey, Salt and Pepper Shakers. Hey, Atkins.
So Harry comes in. Vanderpump and Katie are talking. And Vanderpump's like, I have such a list of folder manila nillas. There's water. We need flooring. We need windows. We need a bar. we need liquor.
I need candles. I need some candles. I need to check the lighting. Harry, you, fake James. How are you? Yeah. He's like, hi, Lisa. How can I have you today, Lisa?
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
What can I do for you, Lisa?
What can I do for you, Lisa?
Do you know where the candles are? They're in the main dining room. Do you know where that is? And he's like,
No.
I don't. I mean, I understand that we're in a restaurant that has basically two large rooms, but which one's the dining room?
Has he been there 5 minutes? This is so... I don't think this is a very good storyline. Although, it is smart to make James look like the smart one in the family.
I know. I mean, like, it's not like Sir is, like, a castle. Okay, it's like, hey, you know how there's, like, a lounge and a dining room? You see that door to the other room that you haven't been into yet? That's the dining room.
and they let him go, and they're both just silent. Katie and Vanderpump are just silent, like, knowing that James is probably walking around downtown L.A. right now, you know, like, pitching a tent on the 10 cities. She's like, I should go check on poor Harry, but I'm too tired. And Katie's like, I'll check on him.
Harry's...
That's how she acts around Vanderpump.
Harry's just caught in a corner of the restaurant. Boom. Okay. Boom. Okay.
Is Ken here? Someone get Ken back on the charger, please. Like, no, it's Harry, Lisa.
Damn it, another one.
Harry, what are you doing under that table? I thought this is the private dining room. Harry.
He's cleaning a toilet.
He's outside. Okay, he's in the middle of the street. Someone get Harry. Is this the private dining room?
Harry's been just been hit by a bus. So let's see. So Vanderpump's like, which is perfect because Kristen is twitching her way down the hallway.
Yeah,
in her about to die transformer gait that she has.
About to die transformer gait. ATDG. She's got her ATDGTG going on.
What is that?
About to die transformer gate. Yeah, she's doing that thing like, battery about to die. Must save Shia LaBeouf. Seriously? Beep, boop, boop, boop. Seriously?
And even the music, it's like horror music, but it's like horror comedy music, you know? It's like Shaun of the Dead music. It's like dun, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. And she's trying to basically have a scene like the way that Stassi and Lisa had a scene when Stassi had to crawl back to Lisa and get back into Lisa's good graces. Kristen's trying to do the same thing, so she's trying to do a charm offensive, but she's like, hello, hello.
Lisa's like, but she looks like a treehouse that's been toilet papered by children.
She does.
Like, who wears that? So she twitches in, and Lisa just looks up at her, and she's like, oh! She's like, well, hello, are you coming to see me?
Yes.
Dressed for the occasion, I see. And then, which then leads to Lisa making these. She's like, oh, maybe she wants to keep me abreast of the situation. Oh.
Get it!
Get it! Clearly, she has something to get off her chest.
Get
it!
Number two! What a boob! Go, boob! Triple get it!
Triple get it! Hold on, there's a bug on my wall, and I really need to look at it. It's very important to everyone. I'm just looking. I'm still on.
Excuse me, you are ruining my Kristen stride with your bug search.
It's a ladybug.
There aren't no ladies in this show.
Well, Kristen, I think, could be considered a ladybug.
Vanderpump's like, I'd rather talk to that bug than you. At least it's a lady. Get it! Number four!
Oh, that ladybug has tits. Get it!
So Kristen is trying really hard, but she's so awkwardly Kristen, you know? So she's basically like one of those balls in a bingo machine that's like blowing around, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, B5. Vanderpump's like,
she's also like a zombie resurrecting itself. You know when a zombie is dead? When someone's like dead and then they become zombified and they're like on the ground and they come up like, so like it's like staccato motions, like, and they always do that thing where they adjust their neck, like, nah, my neck is straight, you know, zombies sort of do that. The Walking Dead.
So Lisa hates her, and she's not going to agree with anything she says, right? So yeah. Kristen's like, ugh, congratulations on Tom, ugh, ugh. And Vanderpump's like, well, I haven't opened it yet, Doty.
I've only had a party. Oh, wait. Guess you weren't invited to that one. And Kristen's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you had a private party where everyone was invited except for me. She's like, I didn't invite what? This is Vanderpump logic, which it proves everybody who's anti-Vanderpump right.
Totally right.
This is how she talks. She's like, I didn't invite one single person to that party, except for Kyle and Teddy, who hurt my feelings deeply.
Yes, you know, Kyle and Teddy were invited, and if I had known they weren't going to come, I would have invited possibly you, possibly someone I don't even know, like John Blizzard.
So Kristen's like, but I heard you didn't want me there. She goes, no, I didn't.
And she's like, my feelings were hurt. Lisa's like, I give a fuck.
She's like, Lisa's the reason I wasn't allowed in, and instead I got in full glam and a full dress, and I ate pasta in my bed like a loser, and I had to miss my best friend's bargaining.
You know, Kristen, some people dream of being able to eat pasta alone in their bed. Wow. You know what? Like, you were living your life that night, okay? I feel like you're not realizing how good you had it that night, that you got to lie on your bed and just eat a bowl of pasta.
I know you're upset, but why are you dissing my life? You know?
Like, the other night, I really want... Have you ever been, Ronnie, to... it doesn't matter. I was going to say Osteria La Buca on Melrose?
Yes.
They have a pasta dish that's just like... It is...
What are you even talking about right now?
Because it is about the pasta right now. It's about time it is about the pasta.
Are you talking about pasta?
The ladybug got into my brain and infected me. Ronnie is so upset he walked away.
Yeah, I left. I was like, so bye.
Lisa, like Ronnie, is annoyed. And so she's like, all right. So, you know, at the opening, the Toms are going to have a table. And if they choose to have you sit there, then you'll be on their list so you can go. And Chris is like, that sounds like a yes. I'm back in her good graces. Seriously?
It's like the wave ug.
You're down with OKD. Yeah, you know me. You're down with OKD. That stands for Kristen Doty. So she's like, thank you. Like, and Lisa's like, no, all I said was, if they invite you, then you're like, I'm not inviting you. Like, Lisa literally said, I'm not inviting you. And she was like, yes. So maybe I'm winning Lisa over.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Like double kissing her. And then she stomps Lisa's toe. And Lisa's like, oh, you plowed my floor, don't you?
Someone call Shelly Tur. You need to send this one over to her.
Can we adopt Kristen to Dorit, please? Don't chip her. Do not chip her.
PK, feel free to bite this one back. So
Kristen would be PK's face. Be a good storyline for this.
That would be imagining Kristen as Dorit and PK's pet is hilarious to me. Like Kristen has like a little cage in the living room. You want to play fetch, Kristen? Like, is she a horse or a dog? I don't know, but she's just like an...
Stop trying to make fetch happen, PK.
You're looking wonderful today, PK. Seriously?
Seriously. So now we go to Britt's doctor, and he runs some tests on her and stuff. And he's like, well, I'm kind of worried about your colon. Turns out it's a bugle. So maybe drink some water. I don't know.
Yeah, she basically is like,
you've got a fiery Cheeto as a colon.
What'd you say?
You've got a fiery Cheeto as a colon. So
yeah, she's like, I get nauseous a lot. I throw up a lot, like seeing like such like that. So like I've been throwing up and everything. And Jax is like, yeah, since my dad died, like I treasured life. So like, you know, you gotta get it checked out. She could be dying, and she has an ulcer, which makes sense. I think I would have an ulcer too if I were on this show.
Well, I suggest they test her blood work and see if she's being poisoned by dish soap, because Jax is totally the type to do that. Like, slowly poison somebody and then be like, oh, she's sick. I'm taking care of her. Now she's dead. Insurance. Whoops. Oh, I'm a victim. I'm like, oh.
Are you introducing Munchausen's into this show? Is that what you're doing?
Munchausen's by proxy? I'm introducing that disease. Yeah, Munchausen's by proxy, where Jax is like secretly slowly poisoning Brittany.
I feel like Jax would do Munchausen's by proxy only because he hears Munch and then everything else. He's like, I'm into it. I hear munching. I'm in.
Yeah, because he smokes a lot of weed now. He's always got the munchies.
Oh, I was thinking more of like a vaginal sort of thing.
Ew.
Ew.
Why'd you have to bring that into evidence?
Well, because we're talking about Jax. So anyway,
basically,
can't
she
drink.
Can't drink. Her storyline is that she can't drink in Mexico. She's like, he's like, nothing with alcohol. Not even one. He's like, nope. Nothing with citrus. Not even a lime. Nope. Not even anything with salt. Not even enchilada la margarita. So good.
You know, I don't know how I feel about having an ulcer, but it does make me feel good that I have something in me that went to the army. You know, ulcer.
Ulcer.
Okay, that was my dumbest joke of the month. Ulcer. Hey everyone, stand up. Old sir is coming through.
Right, well, maybe I should just grow up and stop drinking. What fun is that? Okay, old so sir? Next we go to Maniac Music Studios, which Lala is totally paying for with her own money and not Ryan's at all.
And she's writing and she's singing a song that really explains really what the song is there for. It's called What's It For?
What that for?
A song title that's also explains what the album's about. What's it for?
What's it for?
What's it for? Lala, this song, what's it for?
Yeah. So Lala is joined by Ariana and Stassi. And Ariana's like, singing is like my Mount Rushmore. Wait, what did she say? What mountain?
My Mount Everest.
I wrote down. Oh,
she's like, it's that thing that I tried to climb and then I died on, and they made a National Geographic special about me, and then there's a Sherpa left to tell tales of my foolhardiness. She's like, basically James asked me to sing on his track, and I felt super awkward about it, and he made me sing like a robot, and then you see,
I'm glad they addressed that,
beep,
actually.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, she's like, hear you say it again. Can't find artist. I was like, why is she singing like that? I'm glad that she addressed that, because that really bothered me. Like, I know she can sing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we're not saying this just because we know Ariana, like, oh, we have to defend her. But, like, we went to karaoke once, like, a few years ago.
She can sing.
nailed it. So I was like, I'm going to defend a good singer when I can. I don't know. I'm taking a stance bold. Now, everyone. That was bold. You come to this podcast with bold proclamations.
Hey, man, don't forget to put on your uniform.
And you know who else sang really well at that? You know who else sang really well at that karaoke night? Ronnie Karam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The whole town was a buzz.
You guys, the saddest thing just popped up on my phone. Oh, my God.
What is it?
So, obviously, we have TV party going on, and then I got a notification.
You're like, Ronnie Karam sang well, and also Ronnie Karam's sad face is currently on my phone.
No, this is, I got a notification. It was like from YouTube. It said, videos you might like. Thank you from Alex Trebek. Oh, no. What's happening?
Oh,
stay strong, Alex. Stay strong. I'll take, be strong for 400, please, Alex.
Well, how fitting that that sad ass thing came during Lala's sad ass recording session. Yeah.
So
now she's going off on James again, which is really weird because she just had a scene where she's like, James, I'm totally there for you, like two weeks ago. But she's like, speaking of James, I'm like so happy he's not coming to Mexico. Like, and Ariana's like, yeah, he's definitely not because he keeps doing the same stupid shit over and over. And she's like, it's a gift to be friends with me, okay? It's like a gift. You don't get a second chance at that, bitch. Hey.
I mean, I appreciate having, you know, valuing yourself and everything, but like, he did say really fucked up things a lot. You know, that's the other thing. That's what's so hard about James is like, I want to defend him, and I'm like, I want to hug him. Because I think we see a lot of insight into how he got to where he is. But he did say some real fucked up things to Lala. Like, not even, and like on camera and off. So, like, as much as it annoys me, in a weird way, I mean, I think that Lala might be right.
Whatever. Lala's going around, going right up to his girlfriend and calling her a twat.
Well,
come on.
She's off the rails later. And she says right now.
James being a monster doesn't make the other monsters not monsters. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, listen, Vanderpump Rules. Everyone monsters. Is wrong at all times. Everyone's wrong at all times. Let's never forget.
I just take it week by week, and Lala did not have a very good week this week.
No, she had a bad week. Okay? She had a bad week.
Bad week.
She's a little fired up. But you know what, though? We wanted her to be fired up for a while, so you know what? I'm happy to see her fired up.
I just don't like her being, like, such a victim all the time. It's like, stop.
I
know.
Well, what I don't like is I liked it when she was an outsider, and now she's not the same. It's not as good anymore.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm, like, road raging through life right now. Like, okay. Your tough life of having a fucking music studio day that's been paid for by somebody else. So you can have a career. It's being funded by some. I feel really bad for you right now, Lala, okay?
Yeah, well, I do feel bad that her dad died. I think that's tough. And, like, you know, grief takes all sorts of different forms. But she is, like, I think there are probably more productive ways to channel that grief than saying, like, he and his girlfriend are both fucking twats. Like, let us be the ones to say that, okay?
Yeah, that's our job. Stop trying to take our jobs.
So now Jax and Brittany are at home, and Jax is like, it's nice new Jax. He's like, hey, Britt, want me to go to CVS and get some meds for you? She's like, no, thanks. I'm just going to eat this lime with some alcohol in the meantime.
Also, I'm just drinking a cup of acid, lime, and enchilada juice. Okay.
It's so hard. I've been at attention all day long ever since I found out ulcer is in me.
So she's looking through the end of the seventh ray, which still sounds like a really low rent cult to me.
Yeah, or like some like shitty like young adult novel, you know, like part of a series. You
the
know,
end of the seventh like, ray. It's just like guys named Ray who own an inn.
Shut up! How'd you know about my inn?
You bitch!
Trash. This inn is
trash. I do charity for poor people.
In the seventh, right?
She's planning her reception party, and Jax comes over and he looks at the menu that she's looking at online, and he's like, $300 for a mashed potato bar? It's fucking ridiculous. $300 for potatoes? Who's gonna pay for that? I need to move to Idaho. I'm like, A, please do, and B, $300 for a mashed potato bar is not that expensive, sir.
Yeah,
that's like. That's not expensive. You serve like $22 drinks that are shit, and you refuse to muddle. I want to hear it from you.
Brittany's like, a mashed potato bar sounds amazing, which is also the name of her autobiography coming out.
The follow-up will be called, I could have had chicken nuggets, but Jack's was too cheap.
Why do they call them potato skins anyway? They don't have skin.
So back to Sarah. Yeah, back to
Sarah. I mean, they just have more conversations about, money.
This was funny because Jax is so mad. He's like pacing around. He's like, we're not spending. She's like, but. He's like, the couch is like starting to move towards him. He's snorting so loud. And she's like, well, Jax has changed, but he's still Jax. He talks over me, throw things when he's not happy, tries to put my fingers in the toaster when I back talk him. I was like, God, it sounds like a great wedding, guys. Good luck. Good luck with that mashed potato bar.
Well, sir.
So now we're at Sir, and...
Oh, I get it now. I'm all Sir inside. I see what the doctor was saying. I am all Sir. The restaurant. So... I am all a sexy, unique restaurant.
Anyway, I'll just move on here. So, they're at Sir, and so everyone's getting ready for brunch with Billy, and Sheena's setting a table, and Sheena's wearing, like, a white, flowy dress, and so she's like,
oh my god, Billy said that we're allowed to be bohemian, which means it's, like, really exciting, because, like, any excuse to wait tables outside the Sir dress makes me really happy. Ah!
So Vanderpump comes in. She's like, oh, business, paperwork. I have an opening tomorrow. And Sheena's like, I don't think Adam can work that opening because I was planning on going with Autumn. And Vanderpump's like, why in the world would you be going with Autumn? How does he spell his name exactly, darling?
Because he's my best friend, and we do everything together, and we can do everything. Well, I mean, maybe not as fast as Rob, because Rob could do everything in, like, 7 minutes or less, but Adam's really good, too, okay?
Well, I hope you don't mean everything. It's like, yeah, like fucking. It's like, oh, God.
I was making a euphemism for grocery shopping, not fucking. Oh, Sheena.
Darling. No, you'll get hurt. No relationship to you means you're already online shopping for discount surrogates, darling. No! All right, gotta go find a tile for the bar. Opening's tomorrow!
So then, now here comes Billie Lee. We haven't seen Billie Lee in a while, but here she is. Ah, welcome to brunch.
Billy Lee's there, and everybody. James is working again. He's like so excited to be back in front of that pizza oven.
He's like, I'm like, DJing wow. Brunch. It's been a minute, babe. Oh, and actually, I'm sorry. Raquel's like, it's been a minute, babe. They're like acting like they literally booked Coachella, and it's like, you know, 11 a.m. on a Sunday on Robinson Boulevard.
And they, you know, we joke that he's standing in front of a pizza oven with his DJ stand, but it's kind of even better in real life because he's standing right in front of the fire alarm sticker on the wall. So Raquel's like,
it's an opportunity for him to show Lisa how professional he can be and redeem himself again.
So Tom's like, I was going to soft spot for the underdog. That's why I dress like this, you know? I'm wearing, like, Stevie Nicks hat, like, a weirdly patterned shirt. Like, underdog. People kick me all the time in the street, bro.
Dude.
So Tom and Ariana get a table, and Brittany's their waitress. And they're, like, they just start talking about, Tom's talking about Tom. He's excited for Ariana to eat off the menu, some of Chef Penny's food. And Tom is getting the motorcycle. So even though, yes, they are launching a business and trying to buy a house, he is going to get a single-use motorcycle. And so we see a flashback of him at the DMV being like, yeah, dude, I'm opening up a restaurant tomorrow. I got to bring this motorcycle there with a sidecar. And my other dude, his name is Tom, also is going to come. And the guy's like, step back, sir.
I take it the DMV doesn't provide hair and makeup. Oh, bro! Fist bump. Nope. All right, brother.
I feel like he was talking to a be back in 5 minutes sign. You know?
Yeah. He's like, the front desk is occupied. BRB. 5 minutes.
Yeah. So Lala pulls Billie Lee aside to talk. And she's like, yeah, Shishu, like, where did we go wrong? I want to know where we went wrong. And by where did we go wrong, I mean more like, why didn't you react better to when I screamed at you last time?
Yeah. In other words, why are you a stupid twat on your face?
Yeah. And Billy's like, I was just questioning your character. You called me so many nasty things when we were arguing. Like what? You know, like you called me trash and a twat and a cum dumpster and like a piece of disintegrating garbage poop semen.
She's like, well, you were being a disintegrated piece of garbage poop semen. So that's why I called you that. And she's like, why do you think you're better than people? And she's like, that's called confidence, babe. That's called confidence. And Billy is like, calling people names and yelling at them in public is not confidence in my book. And Lala's like, well, now I'm going to ask you some questions. She goes, Lala, as a person, I'm allowed to question your character. I'm allowed to question your character. And she's like, and I'm about to question yours. And
then she walks off. Snake. And Lala stomps away. Happy brunch.
Great, fine. Yeah, Lala's just being an asshole to be an asshole. And also, she got to the hostess stand and was fine. She's like, hi. And Billy Lee's like, hi. And we're like, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
Lala's also like, well, we better fight. And she's also stomping around there. I think this is important to note. She's stomping around there in a necklace that says Power, which is her husband's or her boyfriend's TV show on Stars. It's just like but it's wearing someone else's resume to work.
Yeah, I just am like, I also don't love when people are like, can we talk to find out where we went wrong? And then you don't listen to the other person and then you scream at them and are obnoxious. Like, I am not a fan of that. Like,
yeah, Team Billy Lee today. You see, it goes week by week. And this week, Billy Lee wins.
Yeah, Billy Lee wins this week. So then Sheena's talking with Adam.
Lala's a total prick this week. My God.
Yeah. So Sheena's talking with Adam and she's like, this is such an awkward brunch. I wish you were going to Mexico with us. And he's like, yeah, that's okay. I know you're going to send me so many Snapchats. Like, I will.
He's like, remember in Hawaii when you said stop? And he's like, yeah, I said stop sending me Snapchats. And then he kept sending me Snapchats. She's like, So then Raquel is talking to some girl at the DJ stand. Which, Alexis. Raquel, why are you standing at the DJ stand? You're not the DJ. You can move away from the fucking DJ stand, okay?
I know. Like, also, it's, like, brunch DJ music. Like, what? I was thinking the same thing. Like, why do you have to stand there? What support does he need for you? Well, he plays some, like, generic Euro beats. Or not Euro. Whatever you call that. Doesn't
matter. Just piss on him already. It's like she's standing there so no one will try and fuck him while she's in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then Raquel's talking to this girl, and Lala hears her. And she stomps around in her Jennifer Lopez Grammys dress, which I'm glad that she actually, this became part of the fight. Cause I was like, why is she wearing that? So weird.
Yeah. Cause Raquel basically is talking, we're telling Alexis like, she called me stupid. And Alexis is like, well, it's weird because you don't really know what it's like to lose a parent, Raquel. And she's like, yeah, but she's dad blaming. Like, I understand you're going through a really hard time, but it's like, not okay. All right. Like, I never got my ice cream and you're gonna make fun of me for that.
And Lala's like, I overhear Raquel talking to my friend about me using the dad card. You have to have a fucking mind to lose it. You know?
Yeah.
So she goes, James and Tom and Ariana are talking. And James is like, so it's a verdict. Am I invited to Tom Tom? And they're both really awkward. And Tom's like, yeah. Because I can't have another scene where I'm disinviting you unless I invite you. You see, it's a circle of life, bro. Circle of life.
So then Lala has now pulled Raquel over and is yelling at her. And she's like, why are you saying I'm volatile just because I pulled the dad card? Why are you saying I'm volatile? I'm like, you're
being volatile right now, too. Right now. Yeah. And she's got these long-ass fingernails made of, like, cement or whatever. And they're totally sharpened. And they're right in Raquel's face.
Yeah. And Raquel's like, I didn't say that. And Lala's like, yes, you did. Stop it. Stop it. Which is, by the way, such an obnoxious thing to obnoxious way to talk to someone, especially when you're trying to play down a reputation of being volatile. Okay, so
Raquel's like, I'm just saying that you're not taking responsibility for your actions. And James is like, I'm trying to stay calm. Don't take the lawler bait, which is totally what she's doing.
Yeah,
right. Because she knows that he's going to be invited to this Tom Tom thing, so she's staging a big thing so he'll have a fit back, and then he'll get disinvited again. It's like, it's over and over the same thing. So, and we're on to you now, ma'am.
So Lala's like, for what? What actions? Raquel's like, for the way you spoke to me. And Lala goes, no, be quiet. Number one, yes, I think you have a screw loose, okay? And I think that you, as a woman, do not sit there and empower other women. Be quiet. I am speaking. I am speaking. I don't empower like, you because I think you're pathetic. Like, yeah, that's... Yeah.
How dare you say I'm using my dad's stuff? My dad just died.
I'm like, you... She's like, she's accusing Raquel of not empowering other women while she's... simultaneously not allowing Raquel to speak and then also saying that Raquel is not worthy of empowerment because she's pathetic. I'm like, aren't the pathetic people the ones you're supposed to empower? Isn't that the way it works?
And how is it empowering when you're sitting there wearing some dress that some other man bought with a gold necklace of a show that's not yours? Okay, that's not empowering other women, Lala. Okay?
Yeah.
So then she's like, do not ever bring up my dad. And Raquel's like, you're about to poke me in the eye. It's like, I thought you were a dummy. Before my dad died, you bambi-eyed bitch. And then she walks in, and Billy's like, that is it! You get the fuck out of here! And Lala goes, no, bitch. And she's like, she said I'm playing the dad card. And then Raquel's like, I get that she's going through so much, but that doesn't give her an excuse to almost poke my eye out. How will I smell things?
And by the way, like, while all
I didn't give her free rein.
And by the way, while all this craziness is happening, they keep cutting to Peter just like in the kitchen, just like reorganizing iceberg lettuce, scooping ice out of a bucket. He's like, well, I'm just Peter the manager. I'm sure nothing's going on at the front of the house, so I will just rearrange these heads of foxy lettuce.
Yeah. And the music always just stops. It just keeps cutting to Peter like, hoop-de-doop-de-doop, just so that they can't have an excuse to fire Lala because the show's in enough trouble.
Yeah.
So basically, we see everybody in different parts of the restaurant, and Tom is like,
"Oh, sitting in front of Sir and yelling at Raquel and cuss words. Would Lala get fired for that? Nope, but James would."
And I was like, "In her defense, she didn't call some girl fat body shame."
Yeah. It also, honestly, it's different when a guy says it to a girl. I'm sorry, it's just different.
I think the only thing was the body shaming and the calling somebody fat. If James had just been like, have you seen yourself in your outfit? You look like an idiot. Fuck you, bitch. That would have been different. Well, calling her bitch probably wouldn't be great either. But it wouldn't be a fireable offense. I think it was him being like, fatty, yeah. And he still keeps doing it over and over and never learns his goddamn lesson.
Yeah, I mean,
still, she should be fired. I mean, that's ridiculous.
A big, big scene. Well, first of all, she yelled at Billy Lee, and then she's yelling at Raquel and all that stuff. And honestly, like, you know, Raquel goes, you know, they're only making you pay the price for calling Katie fat once at Pride when Lala has verbally attacked me 3 times. Oh my God, 3 times! I think I did it.
3 times 3 is 14, right? Like, no.
I'm getting the ice cream. No. Oh.
Hi, but Christopher Robin. So, Lyle, then we cut back, and she goes, I'm a patron at this restaurant. I was like, if you're paying for things at that restaurant, you're a moron. Okay? You're even more of a moron than they said you were. Lala.
And by the way, didn't they all eat Raquel's pasta last season? Isn't that what also there was an issue? Like, this Raquel, not only does she get yelled at as a patron, but they eat her food, too.
Yeah, or do her drugs. Whichever way you look at it, not very nice way to treat Raquel. Okay?
Yeah.
So then we cut to Lala, who's sitting in the empty dining room with Brittany. Mm-hmm. And Brittany wiping looks completely fucking over it, yeah. By the way. And I think all these girls are about to turn on Lala. Lala's getting hers this season. Everyone's being nice to her to use that private jet, use her connections, but also because she was very popular with the fans when they were beating her down. Yeah. Now Lala's basically an enemy and everyone hates her. So these girls will be turning next season. So enjoy that. Have fun with that.
Keep in mind that Brittany is also supposed to be working. And in fact, like, Billy has to go up to Tom and Ariana and be like, hi. So Brittany, who's normally a waitress, she's, you know, sitting with Lala. So Peter is going to be your waiter. He'll be bringing out your food as soon as he's finished rearranging the spinach in the back.
So Lala's like, I am sick of people saying that I think I'm better than someone. I mean, look, I don't think I'm better than anyone, but I know when I'm above someone. And you know what? I'm above you, bitch. And I'm going to say it out loud. That's the same thing, Lala. You know that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, Lala, I think you really need to, like, revisit your rules of, like, female empowerment, because everything you're saying so far is the exact sort of stuff that, like, a lot of people are rallying against.
Yeah, and Brittany's like, I believe in what Martina Luther King of Trelova said. All men are created equally. But, you know, I don't believe everything Lola is saying right now. But it's my job to be supportive in this situation.
Listen, I'm not the type that would ever think I'm better than someone. I don't even think I'm as good as anyone. I think I'm actually much worse, which is why I have daddy issues and I'm marrying JAX.
I do, however, think that acid in a margarita is better than an enchilada either. Because I tried to have that this morning. It tasted grody. Hi!
So Ariana's just...
Now Ariana, yeah. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Ariana's basically like, you know what? Like, Lala is, like, really fragile right now, but, like, we're coming up on, like, the 5-year anniversary of my dad dying, and it sucks, and it's terrible, but you just can't expect everyone in the world to tiptoe around you. Like, you know, no one's going to tiptoe around you. You can't expect that of everyone. So she just needs to toughen the fuck up.
Oh, my God. I was like, God. I mean, I've been saying that this whole season, but whoa.
Whoa.
So then James is like, can I join you? And Brittany's like, do you want me to stay? And Lala's like, what do you want to talk about, James? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. And
he's like, I don't like the way you spoke to Raquel. She's like, then she should stop being a...
cut fitness, basically.
Yeah.
Which, like... I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, if we're just... I don't know. Raquel was just standing there, just drifting in the wind, okay? Having a conversation with... some rando, I don't know. So
yeah.
So James is like, but Lala lost her wholesome qualities, but sees that in Raquel and just wants to tear that down because that's what bullies do. They just want their wholesome qualities back. Like me, I'm a good boy. I got mine back.
And then she's like, I am just struggling to put my feet on the ground. And he's like, so you don't want me to go to Mexico? Or you don't want me to do this or that? And she goes, no, I don't want to be around you anywhere, anytime. Ben, re-request me on TV Party.
I had to actually stop it because it was for technical reasons that I can't get into. But just trust me, I had to stop it.
Okay, well, we're going to end that soon. We have to end this. Well, you guys just want to hear my end?
Yeah, just have Ronnie's end.
Okay, so Lala's like, I don't want to be around you anywhere. And he's like, then don't be fake and tell me you're my friend. She's like, I never said I was your friend. And right now, basically, she's satanic spitting fire.
And she's
he's like, you literally took me to coffee and said that you were my friend. And then she goes, I made it clear I was not your friend. And then we see the scene of her going, yeah, like, I just want you to know, like, I'm here to, like, support you. Okay?
In whatever way you need. and then she's like, you know what? I trusted my gut. And my gut tells me you're a bad fucking guy. I'm like, you know what, Lala? You're being obnoxious right now. I'm sorry. Like, you were the one that said, I'm going to reach out to you. And, like, you're the one who talks about empowering and helping people. And the thing is this, is like, it's clear that James is fucked up. And he has substance abuse issues, you know. It doesn't mean that how he acts is right at all, because he's also an asshole. But, like, don't act like Madame Empathy and then, like... clearly when like a friend of yours needs help, but then again, he did say some really nasty things about her and Lala. See, her and Rand. I don't know where to be.
I do. She made up with him, and then she's only being mean to him because her friends are making her be mean to him. She's a fucking asshole. Yeah. And then now she has no leg to stand on because she's lying. And so she's like, oh, so she turns it back to her vagina, which is what Lala does. She leads with her fucking vagina, and I'm sick of it. It makes me crazy.
She goes,
she's like, oh, you're sitting there loving the fact that you got the fuck Lala. Well, good for you, baby. The only successful thing you've ever had in your life. And he's like, well, actually, I've been doing fine. You know, I've been trying at least. And she goes, oh, DJ, sir, well, good for you. And he's like, well, I don't see you in any shows. And she goes, oh, no, I'm too busy charting on iTunes. Oh, fuck you, lady.
Yeah.
I'm done with iTunes, Lala.
Hostess charts. Yeah.
The hostess chart.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
No one has neat menus like me.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
And she's like, I'm going through so much more than anyone in this room could even imagine. I'm like, okay, well, Ariana, she lost her dad 5 years ago, and it's coming up the anniversary of that. Lisa Vanderpump, her brother, just committed suicide, and it's very tragic. Jax lost a father. So actually, yeah, it's not to say that you're not going through anything, but, like, everyone is going through a lot of shit in their own ways. And Billie Lee is going through all sorts of emotional things, I'm sure, about what would naturally come with transitioning, you know? So, like, actually, everyone's going through lots of shit right now. And your shit is very tragic, and it's really tough, and I would not take that away from you, but, like, you can't take it away from other people.
Well, it's like Billie Lee was just standing there waiting for a kick-outable offense, and that was it. She's like, yeah. Go get out of here! You can't be yelling at James! This is my brunch! And she's like, you're not only boring to speak to, you're boring to look at.
And Billie's like, your dress is 1995! And Lala goes, this look is actually J-Lo from 2000. The Grammys has one of the most iconic looks ever. I'm like, bitch, it's still 15 years old. 19 years old, actually.
And you're not nominated for a Grammy either, you weirdo. Like, it's not your look. And it's not your Grammy. And it's not your award. She goes, go back to Charlotte Russe with your stupid ass.
She goes, you want to see Psycho? Get the fuck out of my face. She does that little, like, headbutt to the air, you know, to be And then Peter is like, and then they cut back to Peter. And he's like, well, I guess we can put this head of lettuce over here. Figured it out.
Whoa. My mic just fell. It's that kind of day today. What can I tell you? So Billy is like, can we just do this brunch already? Good. So now, then we go over to Tom Tom.
It's the morning of the Tom Tom opening. It's Monday morning. And Lisa, she's like, I do think this is the most beautiful bar I've ever seen. Oh! By the way, here's something that needs to be addressed. We have not mentioned this ever. We forgot to. But you know what? Here's the bar stools at Tom Tom. They need to be fixed. Because if you ever sit at the bar at Tom Tom, the stools are... And someone in Cincinnati had gone there and was like, I have an issue with the bar stools. I was like, me too. And I'm going to talk about it. I actually really love Tom Tom. I think the drinks are really good and the food's really good. But those bar stools, when you sit at them, your chin comes up to the bar. You feel like you're at the kids' table. Like, what the hell, Lisa? What the hell? And Nicolaine. And you, Nicolaine. And you.
And you.
Give us some boosters.
Vanderpump's like, I have to say, this is the most gorgeous bar I've ever seen. Like, really? You think so? She's like, isn't it Pandy, Pandy? And Pandy's just like, do I have a line, mother? She's like, no.
Sit Pandy, down. Where are the planters? Put one in the corner.
Okay, mother.
We were originally going to call you Planty. Now get to planting. Planty.
Planty. So the Toms are giving tutorials to the staff. Like, this is how you pour the aquafaba in here, and then you put in a little triple sec, and boom! And Sly is lingering around in the background, like, yeah, nailed it.
So James is like, just wanted to run over real quick, not to make anything about myself, Lisa, on her opening day. So she's like, no time for nonsense. But frankly, we haven't addressed what happened over there. And he's like, I'm sorry, Lisa. Despite my freak out, I've done good. I haven't been naughty, Lisa.
Not naughty at all. I've been doing therapy. I've been therapy. By the way, we should also mention that the Toms also gave Lisa finally their signed term sheet. And Tom Schwartz is like, oh man, now we're officially partners. And I don't even know what bank account I wrote that check from because I just moved some things from here to there. I should probably look into that. I'm like, is this supposed to be enduring? Because this is mortifying for you right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So James is like, I've been nice to everyone, Lisa. I've been nice. And she's like, you have a basic lack of respect for every party you deal with. You've been in here for 5 minutes and you haven't even bowed down to Nicolaine.
It's like, I'll be nice. It's like, well, how was brunch? And he goes, well, it was fine until Lola came in, had a finger in Billy's face, and Raquel's, as she screamed at her and called her name, she says, she didn't do that. Lola doesn't do things like that. And she goes, yes, she did. She put a finger in her face and called her a bitch and a twat and a
bleep, 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 bleep. In your restaurant. And Lisa's like, how? When? Where? What? Pandy. Planters. Champagne. She's saying
and he's like, well, I swear, Lisa, ask anyone there. I'm sticking up for myself because no one believes in me, but I didn't curse at anybody, and I left without breaking anything. It's like, okay, well, here's your new car. Congratulations.
I know.
You acted like not an asshole for 1 second in your life, James.
Yeah, and he's like, and even though it will absolutely gut me, I'm not going to come to Tom Tom tonight because I don't want there to be a scene. And hopefully Lisa has a special place in her heart just for James Kennedy. A little place that goes, girl.
Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki, girl.
And she has a little pizza oven in her heart that I can stand in front of.
And that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, wow. Thank you everyone for listening. Be sure to get your Pittsburgh tickets in the pre-sale that's happening now, and then they go on sale for the general public on Friday. We've got Portland and Phoenix coming up in 1 week. Well, it's all over a course of 1 weekend, but it's coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks. Definitely come to that. There's still tickets available, but I don't know for how much longer. And the new shirts are coming out. And also, yeah, that.
That's it, everybody. We sure love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week, we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
My name is David Runciman, and we are Talking Politics. As the noise around politics gets louder, this is the podcast that cuts through. We try to make sense of what's really going on. Join the conversation on Acast or via Apple Podcasts by searching for Talking Politics.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.